Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast, the podcast for people who have at least one existential crisis per week.
Yes, ma'am.
I just had mine. Kathleen saw me through it.
Yes, you did.
I was sitting on my bathroom or kitchen floor, head in hands. Happy New Year. How's been your first full week of 2019, Kathleen?
Well, let me tell you, not good.
Why?
Because I went to the supermarket yesterday to buy baby spinach. And everybody's trying to cook healthy, you know, because it's like new year, new me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't freaking find a bag of baby spinach anywhere in the supermarket. B, Ezekiel bread.
Oh, frozen food section.
Frozen food section, totally cleaned out except for the cinnamon raisin. And you can't make turkey sandwiches with cinnamon raisin.
No, it's a conflict of taste.
C, coconut milk. Couldn't find any coconut milk.
And coconut milk is the ethical milk because almond milk, too much water to make almonds.
So,
not good.
Did like BuzzFeed put out an article about like the 10 best curries to cook for a healthy new year? Because I don't understand why coconut milk would be on everybody's shopping list.
Yeah, coconut milk is a random one. Do you, going back to baby spinach, is baby spinach different from regular spinach?
Yeah, it hasn't learned to walk yet.
Its brain isn't fully developed.
No.
It's just tiny, right? Because baby carrots are just carrots that they pare down into tiny shapes.
They just shave down big carrots. But baby spinach is technically young spinach.
It's a baby spinach.
It's softer. It's not as tough.
Is that why you like it?
Salad making. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I always forget which one is not good for you. Kale is not good for you.
Kale is good for you in small quantities.
And when it's cooked, raw kale is not necessarily good for you.
Well, that's why I massage my raw kale with some olive oil and tender hand.
Do you?
I do.
How long do you put some candles on?
I do.
Some Luther Vandross.
Let's get it on. That's not Luther Vandross, is it? No, that's Marvin Gaye.
That's Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. A little bit of olive oil, a little some sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
Kale is so, and a spritz of lemon. Oh,
And then you roast it, or is that?
No, you just eat it raw, like a salad.
Wait, so putting olive oil on raw kale isn't, helps get.
You have to massage it. You have to loosen it up and say, I'm going to do you now.
Okay. So today we're going to be talking about, first of all, the Consumer Electronics Show is this week. And I know that you all come to an Acquired Taste podcast for the electronics news.
Yes.
So Kathleen and I are going to go over what is happening at CES and what you can look forward to in terms of technology you didn't know that you didn't need.
If you like Mashable on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, basically CES has been dominating your news feed lately.
Yes. Also, I was talking to my sister yesterday. If you looked on my Twitter, you can see that my sister posted her phone up on a bunch of boxes in front of her TV so that I could watch the Golden Globes by FaceTiming her.
No, she didn't.
She's a really good sister. So, but she was talking about the podcast and she said that she really likes it when we do interactive things like Mad Libs and really obscure BuzzFeed quizzes that I write. So we have a Mad Libs for today.
Oh, yay.
Yes. So make
this
sure
is a surprise, Beth. Yeah. You haven't actually told me what it's about yet.
I have not. So grab a pencil and a piece of papyrus.
Okay.
And get ready to write because you're going to have a Mad Libs coming up. It's going to be a fun day today, kids.
Mm-hmm. My friends and I have been talking about financial security and making money recently.
Recently, yeah.
Yes. It's just been a topic among my group of gals.
Yes.
Investing for the future. And I was like, guys, let me tell you about this app that I've partnered with on my podcast called Robinhood.
It's so funny. I was listening to my friend Darkness Dave's podcast.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the stock market and all this stuff. And he just mentioned, he's like, I'm learning about it through Robinhood. And I thought, ding, I am also learning about it through Robinhood.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, what is Robinhood? Here's what Robinhood is. So it's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission free. And they really want to do for you what they're doing for us, which is making financial services work for everybody, not just the super rich white dudes sitting up in their super rich white towers.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like financial services are not for me.
Yeah.
They're inaccessible. And that's why I like Robinhood, because finally I have all this information and all of these services at the tip of my finger. fingers.
Yeah, and you can do it from your phone, which you're holding right now probably anyway. By the way, it's probably filthy. It's time for you to disinfect your phone.
Yeah, just clean it off. Yeah. Clean it off and then download Robinhood.
Like once a week, you should clean it off. So here's a couple of the things we love about Robinhood. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, which is stupid.
Very dumb.
Dumb. But Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. And you learn by doing. So you learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. You discover new stocks. You can track favorite companies with a personalized news feeds. And they give you custom notifications for price movements. So you can be like in a meeting and all of a sudden your phone pings and it's the Robinhood app. And you're like, buy! Sell!
The design of the interface in the Robinhood app is easy for anybody to understand. They have charts and market data, and you can place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone.
Mm-hmm. You can even do it while drunk. It's that easy. Mm-hmm. So Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock.
Don't trade stocks while drunk.
No, not recommended.
Not recommended at all.
So Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at taste.robinhood.com. That's taste, TASTE.robinhood.com. Do you like my shirt, Kathleen?
Actually, I was just going to say that I do. Is that a real Ouija board on your boobies?
It's a Ouija board. I also have a Ouija board jacket that I got for Christmas. However, I am famously afraid of Ouija boards and don't use them.
Well, I'm going to try and summons a ghost on your chesticles. But let me tell you why we can do this.
Why?
I have been waiting to tell you this, Bethany.
What?
I found out something amazing last week, and I wanted to text you right away, but I was like, no, I'm going to wait for the podcast.
I love a surprise.
Okay, so I live in a brownstone.
Yeah.
And they're doing some construction in my apartment, because a few weeks ago I shared that a piece of my ceiling fell down in my apartment.
No, a part of your chandelier orb or whatever that was?
My chandelier medallion.
Your chandelier medallion fell down.
It was built in 1901. It had... had a good life.
I like how you skimmed past what exactly fell down.
And so my landlord was in the building in a meeting in my apartment with the plaster artisan who's fixing my chandelier medallion.
Yep.
And they were talking about how amazing this old building is that I live in. And in the hallway of the building, the shared hallway, there's in the corner, there is sort of like a marble shelf built into the wall.
Oh.
So it's like a shelf, like a carved out nook.
Okay, how high is
it? Of sorts. And it's probably about 1.5 feet wide and like maybe 2 feet tall. It's small.
Is it like waist height, shoulder height?
So it's on the staircase. It's like you're walking up the staircase, the staircase bends a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's this nook there that my landlord keeps this really beautiful vase of fake orchids.
Okay.
It's sort of like on Friends, you know, when Ross is like, pivot.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no room.
Yeah.
So I found out why, I just thought this little nook, this cranny was decorative.
Yeah.
Not decorative.
What is it?
It is called a coffin corner.
Tell me more.
Because people used to die in their houses.
Yeah.
And then you would bring the coffin up, put the body in the coffin immediately. And then the corner was so that the coffin could be brought down the staircase without harming the wall.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I'm Googling coffin corner. Coffin. Can we start a bit called Coffin Corner?
We can start a bit called Coffin Corner. It's fabulous. That'd be a good band name too.
Yes.
So I live in this incredible brownstone that's like 100 plus years old, 120 years old, and turns out only two people ever have owned my building. My landlord and the family that owned it before her. She told me that the guy that lived in the building lived there with his two sisters, and I'm assuming that they died.
They got to at some point.
In the building, because I mean, it was a very, very long time ago. People typically died at home back then.
Sure.
In the early 1900s.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there were spirits in my building. We have to have a seance in my apartment.
We have to. Well, I have a jacket and a sweatshirt that we can use to summon demons.
Spirits, not demons. If you wear your Ouija sweatshirt and you come and lay down in my apartment, do I have your permission to touch you?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, where?
You do anyway,
okay,
Kathleen.
Okay, great. Thank
I've
you.
Been asking you for years and you keep not touching me. This is amazing. Wait, so I know two people at least have died in my apartment as well, in my bedroom.
Wait, two people in this apartment?
Yes. In Kitchen Studio NYC's bedroom studio NYC, they have died. And we need to figure out, we need to do like a history on your apartment.
I know.
And also, apparently, coffin corner is also a football term.
What? Really?
It's the corner of the playing field in American football just in front of the end zone, usually from the 5-yard line to the goal line. A perfect coffin corner kick is one that goes out of bounds just before either orange pylon located blah, blah, blah,
well,
boring sports.
That makes sense because the coffin corner lets things go out of bounds.
That's so crazy. Old buildings are dope. They don't do stuff like that anymore.
No, they don't because people don't die in their houses anymore. Okay, so I'm pulling up Google images of coffin corners, and you see this little nook built into the corner.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now I think I've seen a lot of those. So next time you go up like a staircase in an old building, I'm sure like in museums, because a lot of museums are really old buildings or they're in old houses.
Yeah.
I bet you see a lot of those.
So when my landlord was like, oh yeah, that's a coffin corner, I just thought, oh, is that where you would display the urn?
Yeah, yes, that's a fair assumption.
And they were like, no, it's literally for the coffins to get down the stairs.
That's badass. And I bet it's also helpful with sofas getting up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of modern technology like coffin corners, it is CES this week, and Kathleen and I have gone ahead and put together a list of all of the new things that they're coming out with that we think is important.
The possibility of smart homes, everybody having a smart home one day, really just makes my loins tingle. I love it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it makes mine tingle too, but with rage and
no,
fear.
No, Bethany, just embrace technology.
No. Because guess why?
Why?
Did you ever see 2001 A Space Odyssey?
No.
Okay, here's the problem.
Okay.
There is a computer in the ship named Hal. And the astronaut is like trying to, he realizes that like Hal is listening in on him.
Mm-hmm.
And Hal overrides this dude. So anytime the dude is just like, you got to let me, you know, leave the ship. Hal's like, I can't do that.
Well, being overridden by somebody else is not all that different than being married. So.
Okay, but guess what? You don't want your Alexa locking you in your house and then setting your house on fire.
Alexa's not, she's my friend, Bethany.
He thought Hal was his friend and Hal absolutely was not his friend.
She does conversions when my math brain doesn't work.
Okay, you're okay.
She plays Michael Bublé when I ask her to.
Okay, but that's all fun and harmless. She's training you to get comfortable with her until she comes and decides to set your house on fire.
Only true friends play Michael Bublé when you ask them to.
That's an untruth and you know it.
If I asked you to play Michael Bublé, you'd probably be like, no.
No, because I don't currently own any of his oeuvre.
His oeuvre?
His oeuvre.
What the heck is that?
How do you pronounce that word?
What? I don't even know what word you're trying to say. It looks like looks like something's stuck in your nasal passage and it's coming out your mouth.
Oeuvre.
You know, I really, Bethany, I do not know what you're trying to say. If you would like to, are you trying to say collection of CDs?
His oeuvre. His. Hold on.
Listen.
His. Hold on.
Oeuvre. Ovra. What the heck does that mean?
How do you think that word is spelled?
I don't know. O-U-V-R-E-W-P-X-Y-Z.
You're close. It's O-E-U-V-R-E. It's like his, like an artist's overall work.
The
oeuvre.
Collect. So you meant collection of work.
Yeah, but I couldn't think of the word collection. All right, Kathleen, what are some of the things that you saw are at the CES this year?
Okay. So you and I both own pet cubes.
Yes, they're the best.
I love my pet cube.
Yours is the one that can fling food.
Yes, I can fling treats. And currently, there's the pet cube that you have, which is just to see your pets.
Yeah,
and
you can talk to them and laser point with them.
Oh, so you have a laser pointer at yours. Mm-hmm. So I just have the one that flings treats.
Okay.
So the new pet cube is called Pet Cube 2, a.k.a. Pet Cube Bites and Play. That's the name of the second generation.
Bites and Play?
The new model brings two extended wide-angle lenses, so you get a 180-degree view of the room wherever your pet cube is located.
Love it.
Improved connectivity with your Wi-Fi, which the connection that I have right now with my pet cube is just mediocre.
I just feel like mine and I haven't connected in a while. We have to have a little talk. Just so, like a bunch.
So Alexa's built into the new pet cube.
No! So
if you weren't lazy enough, you can't. So if you don't want to get up and give your cat a treat or take out your laser pointer or your dog or whatever, you can literally say, Alexa, play with the pet cube, and she'll like shoot treats and play with your pet.
Okay, first of all, you just turned on my Alexa. Second, you just turned on. Shut up, bitch!
I don't know if you could understand what she said. I can't find the song with the pet human.
Stop listening!
Okay, and then this is the best part. Pets can also initiate. Pets can initiate. You hear that? two-way video calls that send notifications to the owner's phone whenever they're standing in front of the pet cube. And then, so you'll get a notification asking if you want to accept a video call from your pet.
Okay, that is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
If I didn't, less than a year ago, get the Pet Cube 1, I would definitely be getting this Pet Cube 2.
Is this the one that recognizes your pet's face?
No.
There's one that I read about that recognizes, like, your... Oh, it's a feeder. It recognizes your pet's individual faces and then dispenses the proper amount of food per animal. So now it's not just human facial recognition. It's like animal facial recognition.
Yeah, well, what happens when your baby crawls over to the pet food feeder and the cat triggers the food to go off and then the baby just eats it?
That's your fault for having a baby.
Is there a robot arm that just swipes the baby away? Not for you,
not
kid.
Not for you.
Your food's the boob.
Bad for you. What else? Okay, what else did you find?
Okay, so you know how rich people always have those picture frames that their TVs are disguised behind?
Yeah, my mom is getting one of those.
Like, here's my Van Gogh, but behind it is my television.
Yes.
So LG made a new one. They have this new TV called Signature OLED TVR. A little mouthy.
Yeah, it's a little wordy. Branding is not on point.
Marketing. No. The marketing team.
Okay, try that again.
So this gem will cost you upwards of $8,000.
Worth it.
And it looks like a sound bar. So it's basically this square box that sits on the floor or a table or credenza, wherever you want to put it.
Credenza.
So it's probably about 73 inches wide by, let's say, 6 inches tall.
The sound bar is?
Yeah.
Wait, 12, so, 24, 36, 48, 60, 72. So that's over 6 feet wide.
Yes.
Right?
Because the TV is 65 inches wide in itself.
Jeez.
Okay, so what happens is it just looks like a very sleek bar. Like, it looks like a sound bar. It looks like just like a sleek black box that maybe some modern bachelor might have in his apartment.
Or like some 80s predator.
The TV rolls up into the space where you can see it and then rolls back down into this box.
So it's like the opposite of that.
Of a projector screen.
Yeah, projector screen.
Yeah, projector screens roll down.
Right.
This rolls up.
Ooh.
But there's no spine, so it supports itself as it's rolling up.
I wonder how it does that.
Isn't that nuts? So I understand this. I understand not wanting to have just like a big black box sitting in the middle of your living room.
Sure.
And you always have to attach it to a wall or something, or has to sit on a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
It's annoying, and it's not always the most sightly thing.
And if you try to install it yourself, it falls off your wall. Like Michael Scott's did. Didn't Michael Scott's fall off his wall? Someone's falls off their wall and crashes in the middle of the room.
So this TV slowly drops and very steadily into the base with just a push of a button, and it'll rise back up in 10 seconds or so. And it all happens very quietly. They also have this mode where only 1/4 of the TV panel will roll out when you're just listening to music, and it'll show like the name of the song that you're listening to.
Oh, like Michael
and
Bublé.
If this wasn't enough, you can control it with your Alexa or your Google Assistant.
Okay.
I already control my TV with your Alexa. I say, Alexa, turn on the TV.
Stop. Alexa, don't listen to her.
Well, sorry. I was taught never to ignore someone when they speak to me.
Oh, your Alexa's so polite. She won't ignore you.
That was a little salty what she just said.
Yeah, my Alexa turns on my lights. My Alexa pauses the TV.
What kind of TV do you have?
I don't know. Smart TV? I don't know. I have a husband with a lot of time on his hands.
Okay. Because mine...
He programs all this stuff.
Mine, I like to keep my devices separate because I don't want them to know about each other, because as soon as they know about each other, they start collaborating.
I'm not sure that that's how that works.
That's how that works, because guess what? Do you remember that story that came out about like, it was like the Facebook bots were talking to each other and then started talking in a language that the humans couldn't understand.
Yes.
And so they had to knock that off.
I remember that story.
That worries me.
But... your smart devices are not villains.
Not yet.
Oh.
You and I aren't villains until we get too much power.
I want to walk into my house and I want the floor to light up as I'm walking on it. So, I mean, I literally just want to walk into a house that everything is electronic and I don't have to touch anything.
Great. That's wonderful.
Alexa, open the fridge. Alexa.
Stop talking to my computer.
Pour me some coffee. Alexa, tuck me into bed.
Everyone hates us.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't listen to her. Is there anything you're doing it on purpose? Is there anything else that you found at CES that you really like?
Okay, can I just share this one last thing with you?
Yes, please.
The piece de resistance of any fine home, finely crafted home.
Of your home's oeuvre.
It would be a smart bathroom.
No.
Yes and yes and yes.
No, it's okay. The last bastion of safety and privacy.
Kohler, Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R. Is that how you say that?
The bold look of Kohler.
There you go. Kohler is working on a smart toilet called Numi, N-U-M-I. And it's an intelligent toilet that's equipped with colored lighting, music functionality, a heated seat, and a foot warmer.
No, no, no.
I would drink so much water just for the joy of waking up having to pee in the middle of the night. This sounds amazing. Okay, you can control each of these settings with your Kohler Connect app using voice command or emotion command.
And emotion command?
Motion command.
Oh, motion. I thought it could like sense when you're sad.
Well, you know, sometimes emotion command comes out, you know, the other end, so.
How?
You get diarrhea when you're upset, don't you?
No.
I get diarrhea when I'm PMSing.
Really? Oh,
that's
sorry.
Called science.
Science.
Yeah, so you can say, Alexa, flush my toilet. And she'll flush your toilet.
Okay.
The handle's disgusting. You don't ever have to touch it.
Alexa, shut the fuck up. Here's the problem. Why can't you flush your own toilet? You're right there.
Because there's filthy, dirty poopicles on the handle of the toilet. So now you just say.
That's why you wash your hands.
Oh, okay. Flush the toilet.
You just wash your, you're right there. You're just, it's like when the remote for your DVD player has the eject button on the remote. Why? You still have to walk over there to get the DVD out of the thing. Why do you have the eject button on the remote? There's no point of ejecting from all the way across the room.
You are not taking into consideration that some people might have trained their dogs to change their DVDs.
No!
First of all, this is 2019. Who is watching DVDs anymore?
It's just the first thing that came to my head.
Okay, so Kohler also has this smart mirror called the Veranda Voice Lighted Mirror. Also pairs with Alexa. You can raise and dim the lights. You can switch it to makeup mode with your voice.
Oh.
The mirror will read you the morning news, tell you the weather, read you emails, or it'll play music for you. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool.
Does it have facial recognition?
It doesn't have facial recognition.
Because here's the problem with that.
Yeah.
As soon as it has facial recognition, it can see you, and it's the eyes of the home.
Well, if you know what would be really cool? You know that Facetune app?
Yeah, I love it. Love it. I would make those eyes pop.
I would never leave my bathroom if I had a smart mirror that had Facetune built into it.
And you think you look amazing and then you leave and your makeup is a hot mess.
Well, you could do a selfie in your amazing Facetune mirror.
Yeah, but you don't actually look like that.
They also, to round it out, have a smart bathtub that will adjust your temperature.
And shame you for your body shape.
Fill it up to the depth that you want. I'm excited. It's the future, Bethany. Embrace it.
The future scares the hell out of me. Thank you for your well done research.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
It's time to take control of your routine and of your health.
New year, new me.
New year, new you. And that's why we love Care of Vitamins. Care of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. You've heard us talking about them before.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I'm obsessed with my Care of vitamins.
They're so great. You take out the little packet. It says, hey there, Kathleen. Mine says Bethany.
Yeah.
And then you're, it's
it would be weird if yours said, hey, Kathleen.
I know. It would be really, really strange. And then it's like all of your vitamins you need for the day are right there. You pop it in your purse or your, I don't know, briefcase or backpack, satchel.
I'm in the running to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records for most disorganized person ever. And Care of is keeping me from getting that title because they do it all for me. They do all the work.
Lord knows if all of those supplements were like hanging around in the bottom of your purse by themselves, they would get lost.
Yes,
Care of keeps them all together and they're so easy to use. So if you're making health and wellness a top priority, you can do it with the help of Care of's monthly subscription. Whether you're focused on glowing skin, boosting your energy levels, getting more sleep, or just generally being more healthy, their subscription vitamin service has something for you.
So all you have to do is take their online quiz. It asks you questions about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices. It takes only 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations.
And it can be really hard to know what vitamins or supplements you should be taking, but Care of makes it really easy to find that out. Plus, a portion of every sale goes towards the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins.
Oh, I love that. And they have vegan and vegetarian supplement options to match your dietary needs, which is important to Bethany. You're a vegetarian.
I am a vegetarian. So to try Care of for yourself.
New year, new you.
New year, new you, baby. And get 25% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins. Go to takecareof.com and enter taste. Again, to get 25% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter taste. So these are some of the things that I found at Consumer Electronics Show 2019.
I'm surprised that you're reading up on this, considering how opposed you are to technology taking over.
I have to know my enemy.
Okay.
I have to know what to, you know, need to know how many canned goods to pack, mm-hmm. how much water to distill. Mm-hmm. I need to know what kind of shutters to buy.
This is not Emily Shyamalan where the trees were talking to each other.
The trees are talking to
each other. What was that movie where all the trees
Sign? Was it It wasn't no. Signs. It was
Signs. I love Signs. That's a good one.
This one was it was the one.
The Happening.
The Happening?
The Happening.
It was Happening. The Happening?
Yeah.
With Mark Wahlberg
and Zooey Deschanel.
That's right. She was in it. She's so quirky.
I love her.
The Happening. You're right. The Happening.
Mm-hmm.
The bees are dying.
It was like the wind and the trees. Yeah. They killed all the people.
I'm Mark Wahlberg. The bees are dying. Okay. So one of the things that they have this year at CES is the bread bot, which I'm very psyched about. So it's a giant bread making machine.
Well, now I'm hungry.
I know. From the Wilkinson Baking Company out of Washington. It bakes up to 10 perfect loaves of bread in an hour. It looks dope as hell. It's huge. It's this big industrial machine.
So this is not like for your house.
No, it's not. It's more like schools, grocery stores, bakeries, that kind of thing. But like, I guess there's all of these sensors and timers inside to make sure it's like the perfect loaf of bread. And they make like sourdough and 12 grain and wheat and rye.
Cinnamon, raisin.
Raisin.
I could go forever. Pumper, nickel.
Cinnamon, swirl. Baguette.
Nine. Crane. That one didn't work.
The whole bread oeuvre.
Do they make English muffins? This is a fun game.
Or a flatbread.
Let's patent it.
Okay. They also have the Y brush, which I want to get. It's a toothbrush that's shaped like a mouth guard, and you pop it in your mouth and it cleans your teeth in 10 seconds. And it's from this French company called Fastiche.
So you literally don't have to move your arm?
No, or your mouth. It looks like a box that's like palm size mm-hmm. attached to like a mouth guard. You put toothpaste on both sides, I think, and you shove it in your mouth and bite down. And then the mouth guard itself is like, zzz, and in 10 seconds it cleans your teeth.
You know what? I might actually invest in this if it's affordable, because I am literally brushing away my gums.
Same.
Yes. Like the dentist has to measure my gums every time I go in. And then they're like, 0.2 whatever millimeter, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I'm like, what did I do wrong? I swear I'm not doing anything wrong.
Literally was at the dentist last week, and it was a new dental hygienist, and he did that measuring for me, and they want you to be between 1 and 3 is the number. And when he was done, he was like, well, that's not what I was expecting. And I was like, what? And he goes, you got a lot of 4s and 5s. And I'm like, bro, I floss. I do everything.
It's a miracle that your teeth aren't just falling out of your head.
I mean, one of them kind of is. It's going, you know, the second it goes gray, I'm just going to pull it.
Okay.
So there's also this creepy ass padded headband from, it's called Ergonite. Ergonite. Ergonite.
Spell that.
U-R-G-O-N-I-G-H-T.
Okay.
Urgonacht.
Urgonacht.
We're going to call it Urgonacht. It's this headband. It's an electroencephalogram.
What?
I know.
What does that even mean?
It's like,
that's a phrase from the Twilight Zone.
It goes over your head and it supposedly trains your brain to sleep better. And it's anything that trains your brain while you're asleep creeps me the hell out. So you can read about it on CNET.com, which is where I got this. You have to do 3 20-minute sessions per week, and apparently it takes you 3 months to get long-term results. The headband pairs with an app, and then it gives you visual neurofeedback, and it says it's going to teach you how to produce brainwaves that enhance your natural sleep. It says it's training your brain into developing brainwave patterns for better sleep. The keywords are that it's training your brain, and that scares the hell out of me.
So does it fit over the top of your head like a regular fashion headband, or is it more of like a forehead headband?
I think it's an eye mask.
So they tell you not to sleep with your phone under your pillow or too close to your head.
Because you'll get the cancer.
But this is like, no, actually, let us inject our rays into your head so you'll sleep better.
Now you're seeing where I'm coming from. And also, we don't know that the headband's not going like, kill, 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 kill. Like,
I would still try it anyway. I'd do it anyway.
Kill, kill. And you wake up and you're like, I gotta kill.
If all my friends are doing it, I'd do it.
I know you would. there's also Square Off, which is a chessboard that you can play online chess with someone, and then when they make their move, it reflects it in real life on your chessboard, which I actually thought was already a thing.
So that's like really not that different from the original Windows chess that you used to play.
Except for there's just a, now there's a real board and the pieces actually move. So it's like having a friend who's not really there.
I guess if you're very lonely or you live in Antarctica, like that's kind of cool, but...
I mean, I legitimately already thought this was a thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to Michael Jackson concerts that are hosted by holograms. Like, yeah. This, that doesn't sound that exciting.
I'm like, what? Okay, fine. There's also the KitchenAid smart display.
Ooh, so now tell me more.
Now your stand mixer is going to be listening to you because it'll respond to your voice through Google Assistant. So now your Google Assistant and your KitchenAid stand mixer are talking to each other when you're not around.
I'm okay with that.
I know you are.
Because I'll put the flour and the butter and the sugar in there.
Flour, butter, sugar.
That's, if you haven't seen Waitress on Broadway yet or downloaded the soundtrack, it is excellent.
Sarah, so charming.
Bareilles. I would make cookies from the car, from my smartphone on the way home.
And then you can flush your toilet.
Yeah. And turn on the oven. And then all I have to do is just pop them in the oven when I get home.
Yeah. It burns your house down. Samsung washing machines can now send alerts to your Samsung TV that your laundry is done. So you get the alert while you're watching TV. So now your TV and your washing machine are in cahoots.
Yes, I've heard of these smart washing machines before. I haven't owned a washing machine in about 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, I would like any kind of washing machine.
I mean, and when I say own, I haven't lived in a dwelling with a sort of washing device.
Nope.
In a very long time. I literally sometimes put my clothes in the bathtub with soap and stomp on them. Like I'm making grapes in the old, wine in the old country.
If you go in my bathroom right now, I have clothes hanging off the shower. If you live in New York, owning a washing machine means that you have made it.
It means you're rich.
It means you're rich. So I would like any washing machine, whether it talks to me or not. And then the last dumb one is a smart fishing rod, which tracks your location. So it purports that it's going to build a map of where you've caught the most fish. But actually, it's the government knows exactly where you are at all times in a remote location because you're out fishing. And now they're like, oh, no one can find him. Here he is. And we can kill him or abduct him for tests.
Okay. This is kind of interesting because my dad is an avid fisher and my brother's best friend is an avid fisher. So I understand this, but how many times are you a professional fisherman? Because this might be useful, but if you just fish like to spend the weekend.
Yeah.
What? Can't you remember where you caught a lot of fish?
And also like fish have free will.
Yeah.
A fish spot today is, what if they go somewhere else? Oh. I feel like that's not giving any credit to the fish.
You know what? It might have like a built-in GPS locator on a specific lake. So you go to the exact spot you were before where maybe there's like a fish hospital underneath and all the fish come out starving because the food's really bad.
I just feel like it's really creepy. I don't want anyone making a map of where I've been. And I know my phone was already doing it, but I don't need my fishing rod to rat on me too.
Listen, I've never become a fisherwoman or a fisher person or whatever. So if that jingles your jollies, go ahead, buy that smart fishing rod.
You know what else jingles my jollies?
What?
Mad Libs.
I want a smart blush brush.
Why?
To tell me exactly where I've gotten the most compliments.
Ooh,
yes. At the placement of my brush.
Mm-hmm. See, that is one that I can get behind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like a lip color with a sensor in it. That will tell me when my lip color is fading so I know to reapply without having to pull out a mirror.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a robotic arm to shave my armpits.
For you.
For me.
Yeah.
I have neck problems. I can't really like get... Yeah. My neck is hurting.
Yeah.
And I can't ever see if I got all the hair.
Mm-mm, yeah.
I just have to do a little feelsies.
Yeah.
How cool would it be if I just had a robotic arm in my shower and it just shaved my pitters for me?
I would just like this machine that knew my heart and could say the compliment that I most need to hear on that day. And usually that compliment would be like,
you look lovely in black.
You look lovely in black. Black is your best color.
Sadness really suits you. Oh my God, that was so mean.
That's so true.
I really apologize.
No, it's so accurate.
From the bottom of my heart, I apologize.
I'm at sixes and sevens today.
Yeah.
I came...
Bethany is considering opening her heart to start dating again.
Edit.
Come on. You got to leave that in, man. You were literally on the kitchen floor when I came in discussing this in detail. It's okay. We're just going to put it into the universe that maybe you're not asexual anymore.
I want to be asexual.
No, Bethany.
I was really hoping that the levels of Lexapro I was on would keep me just disinterested for the rest of my life so I could focus on my career, so I could focus on paying rent, I could focus on answering emails in a timely manner without distractions.
Because everybody on their deathbed said, I wish I had answered emails in a more timely manner.
Yeah, but I'll be on a better deathbed if I answer emails quicker and like accelerate my career.
Listen, let something, someone into your heart, whether it be a human or smart device, just do it. Your highlights are looking very fresh.
Thank you.
As are mine, right?
They look amazing. Thanks. We went to our salon a day apart.
And I'm bringing this up because while we're talking about CES, did Dina, our colorist, use her hair vacuum on you?
No.
She didn't do that?
No. What's a hair vacuum?
So she used this hair vacuum on me. It's by a company called RevAir, and it'll set you back a cool $400 if you would like to house a vacuum in your bathroom. But it literally looks like a regular vacuum, except you suck in pieces of your hair, and you pull away slowly strands of hair, and as you pull away, it sucks the water out of your hair. You can dry your whole head in about 2 or 3 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. It's the future.
It also feels like the kind of thing that could go so wrong because like your hair gets stuck in it. No, look at that. It's on Amazon.
Yeah. I mean, it's very expensive. It's like that Dyson hair dryer too that everybody's freaking out over. I'm like really quite sure if it's worth it.
This thing is big, dude.
My hair always looks best when I let it air dry.
Yeah, same. Air dry.
And then a little bit of heat styling after.
A little heat styling, a little curly curly.
Yeah.
A little something, something. Yeah, this is cute though. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Faster, healthier, half the wattage of standard hair dryers. Can you imagine bringing that overseas?
No.
I've gone through now 2 blow dryers overseas because they've melted.
Mm-hmm. The voltages.
It's insane. Look, and then you get a brush with it.
Mm-hmm.
Tangled Buster brush.
It's very cool.
I'm a little mad at Dina that she didn't use it on me.
So if anyone listening is very into hair and you're very into smart technology, look into the RevAir hair vacuum.
Amazing. Do you want to do a little Mad Libs?
Yeah, Mad Libs.
So grab a pencil and a piece of papyrus.
What is papyrus?
It's a plant-based paper.
Mm-hmm. Is it from the papaya fruit? No, it's a leaf.
It's a leaf. It's and also the name of the font that they used in Avatar.
The ugliest font ever.
Yeah.
Like literally the first version of Microsoft Art ever.
Yeah.
Ugly.
It's so gross.
Like,
it's the worst kind of paper and the worst kind of font.
If your phone font is papyrus, I'm judging you so hard.
So
right
sorry.
Now.
I will not open my heart to you.
We can't be friends anymore. Mm-hmm. Just stop listening to this podcast if papyrus is your favorite font. Is that hard?
No. Kathleen, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Get up.
Okay.
Take off your headphones.
Okay.
Go into my bathroom. Okay. Tell me what you see hanging on the shower rod.
I see your third love bra.
And ask me what I'm wearing while my third love bra is drying.
What are you wearing while your third love bra is drying?
Nothing, baby. I'm going braless because guess what? I can't wear anything else now because I've been spoiled by third love. So while it's drying, I'm going braless.
Do I have your permission to flash you right now?
Hell yeah.
All right. Here come the boobies.
Third love bra.
Hell yeah.
We're not blowing any type of smoke up any kind of orifice when we talk about how much we love this bra company. I've been telling all of my lady friends, if I had guy friends who wore bras, I would tell them too, because Third Love makes sure that you have the perfect fit. They have more sizes than other brands, and there's quality in every stitch.
No, I literally cannot even wear another bra.
Because you suddenly realize where they pinch you in places that Third Love doesn't pinch you, and you're like, oh, it hurts.
I'm tortured by my other bra. I would rather go to jail than have to go without my third love bra at this point.
They have a fit finder quiz. So all you have to do is answer a few simple questions to find your perfect fit. And over 10 million women have taken the quiz to date. It asks you things that you don't normally think about. It asks you
the
shape of your breasts, what other brands have fit you pretty well before in the past. So they kind of know what sort of bra styles you go with. And if it doesn't work out and for some reason it doesn't fit the way you want to, they have a 100% fit guarantee. Their fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. And if you don't love it, returns and exchanges are free and easy.
Do you know that 50% of all women, including myself, I actually turned out to be one of these women and I had no idea, fall in between standard cup sizes.
Oh, you're a 0.5. You're a half.
So Third Love invented the half cup sizing. I'm a 36B and a half.
Why has that not been done before?
It's like I have regular regular cantaloupes, and then there's like a clementine.
Yeah, like
in
a little
there.
Fullness. Just yeah. A little fullness.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, putting on a bra in the morning is a joy.
Yeah, it really is. You're not dreading it. And you don't, then when you come home at night, you know, ladies, how you take your bra off at the end of the day and you go, oh.
I fell asleep. I slept the whole night in my Third Love bra just a few nights ago, and I didn't even realize.
So great. And now they have their new cotton collection because people asked for it, and they took that input seriously. So they launched their most requested style, cotton t-shirt bras and cotton underwear made out of Pima cotton. It's super soft. It's smooth. It's breathable. You're going to want to wear it every single day.
Third Love knows that there is a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our Acquired Taste listeners 15% off of their first order. So all you have to do is go to thirdlove.com/taste. That's T-A-S-T-E to find your perfect fitting bra. Get 15% off of your first purchase by going to thirdlove.com/taste.
Let's do some Mad Libs.
Okay.
Okay, so you need a piece of paper and a pencil.
Okay, I got one.
You gentle listener at home, grab a piece of paper. Grab something to write with. I guess you can use your phone. People write on those nowadays.
It'd be really fun if somebody was writing on one of those pieces of paper you soak in tea to make it look old-timey.
Yeah. And then you use lemon juice and you can put it like a hidden message.
Everybody did that in seventh grade when they're studying the Constitution.
Did on the Declaration of Independence on the back. That's how you find the map. You just need a lemon and a blow dryer. All right. I'm going to tell you what you need. Number one, a location.
Okay.
Think of a location. Mm-hmm. Write that location down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number two, you need a plural noun. A person, place, or thing, plural. A person, place, or thing, plural.
Got it.
Number three, you need another plural noun. A person, place, or thing, plural. Person, place, or thing, plural.
Got it.
Number four, you just need a number. Pick a number. Any number.
Okay.
Number five, you need a job title. Pick a job title. What's your job title?
Okay.
All right. Number six, you need a verb ending in ing. So a verb is an action word. Like running, jumping, sleeping, canoodling.
Ooh, I love the word canoodle.
Stealing. The Declaration of Independence. Number seven, you need a plural noun. Person, place, or thing, plural.
I'm glad that you say that after every time you...
It's literally how I remember what they are.
Because I don't even know if I know what a plural noun is. Person, place, and thing.
Okay. Yeah, a person, place, or thing, but a plural of that thing. So like Charlie Puth's or like banana phones.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Number eight, you need a number. Any number. Pick a number. Write it down. That's your number eight. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number nine, you need a noun. You need a person, place, or thing. Just one. A singular. A singular noun.
Hmm.
A person, place, or thing.
Hmm.
Any person.
Okay.
Or place. Or thing.
Okay.
And then, number 10, you need another number. Pick a number. Pick it.
There's so many numbers.
So many numbers.
I mean, like, which one am I going to
pick? I could pick any of them.
Okay.
And guess what?
What?
You need another number for number 11. Pick a number.
Is this a math problem or an ad lib?
It's a Mad Lib. Number 11, pick a number.
Wait.
Just a number. Anyone. Don't fret. No worries.
Okay.
All good.
Okay.
All right. Number 12. There's 20 things total, by the way.
Holy mackerel. Okay.
It's okay. Number 12, a location.
Okay.
Pick a location. Any location.
Got it.
Number 13 and 14, you need two more numbers. Pick a number and then pick another number.
Okay.
Number 15, you need a noun, person, place, or thing. Just one of them.
Okay.
What's your person? What's your place? What's your thing?
Okay.
Number 16, pick a food. Pick a food.
Okay.
And then number 17, another food.
Oh, I like the food
more
part.
Food. Yeah, there's more food.
Okay.
Number 18, a verb ending in ing, an action word ending in ing, like lubricating or fanning or Dakota fanning. That'd be a noun.
Lubricating is very important.
Number 19, you need an activity. Any activity. Anything you like to do, buddy. No judgment.
I'm ready, buddy.
And number 20, you need another noun, person, place, or thing. This is your last one. Make it good. Your decisions are good.
Okay, I got it.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Hand me your sheet, Kathleen. I'm going to do yours.
Oh, there's some dirt. There's a dirty word on there.
You knew I was going to read it out loud. What do you think I was going to do?
Okay. Should I number these?
You went like this way and then that way.
And then this is number
two. And then that's the last one?
Okay. Ready? Ooh, I'm so excited.
This Mad Lib is called My Dream Job. This year, I will be manifesting my dream job. It involves moving to your pants, this is Kathleen's, working with pussy cats, and making my own bros.
Oh, I love to make bros.
Mm-hmm. To get there, I'll need to get 75 hours of apprenticeship with a real undergarment cleaner.
Not that long.
Mm-mm.
Important to have clean undies.
As well as write a paper on the importance of licking to present to a panel of Ruth Bader Ginsburgs.
Oh, yes.
If approved, I'll receive $1 per year, full Paris benefits, and 101 days of vacation.
Well, that sounds like a deal.
Mm-hmm. I'll also be traveling 3 times a year to the shower for work-related training.
Ooh.
The downside, I'll only see my family 9 times a year and will have to work 2 hours per week.
That's enough for me.
Mm-hmm. But I'll also be living my best dildo.
Oh, yes.
As I work toward this goal, I'll keep myself healthy by eating more curry rice and wine, high kicking every day, and getting 8 to 10 hours of pogo sticking every night. It's going to be a lot of your mom, but it's well worth it in the end.
Oh, I'm going to live my best dildo life.
You sure are. Happy Mad Libs, everybody. Should we put this somewhere? Should we put it on our website?
Yes, we'll put it on acquiredtastepodcast.com.
If you want to do your dream job, Mad Lib.
Play with your friends.
Or as a team building exercise at work.
I hope your work team is also living their best dildo life.
It's funny how you never grow out of third grade.
No.
You're like, I'm going to put the dirty thing because I still put the dirty thing.
Like every time someone says the number 69, I go, hee hee hee. You know what? I bet if my mom is listening to this, she has no idea what that means.
Can we call her and ask?
Sure.
I bet she does.
There's no way.
Gotta give her credit.
She did not know what BJ meant. What time is it? Is she at church? No.
How does she go to church?
Every day.
Every night?
Multiple times a day if it were up to her.
Wow. All right. Do you think my mom knows what it is? My mom is so pure.
She probably does. Your mom does. Is not naive.
My mom has listened to a lot of morning radio through the years. She knows she knows who Drake is.
Here, let me try my mom's other phone number very quickly.
How many phones does your mom have?
Oh, wait, that's not the right phone number.
Does your mom have a burner phone?
Listen, if there's anybody who's going to get away with selling large quantities of drugs, it's my mom.
This is why I think she knows what 69 means. All right. Mom girl Kathleen isn't listening right now.
She's probably at the fish market picking up dinner.
Oh, and I don't want to call my mom and ask that question because she knows. I know she
knows. Let's call your nieces and ask if they
know. Okay, no, I'm not, because they don't, and I can't be the one to ruin them. I think I've already ruined them multiple times. Should we say what we learned this week?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, before we go around and say what we learned, can I just air our grievance with you? Quickly.
Of course. Are you?
It's not a grievance with you.
Are you mad at me?
No. I went to yoga last night.
Uh-huh.
And this girl in freaking front of me has her iPhone out recording herself doing yoga, videotaping herself in a public class.
No.
And I'm right behind her.
No. Not cool. She should have asked to see if that was okay.
Okay, so I didn't want to be the pain in the ass. It's like, well, I'm really uncomfortable in my body right now.
I prefer
not to be in the background of your video.
But that's literally, that is the one place to say that.
Isn't that so annoying?
I wish you had said something. That's insane.
No, I didn't. And then I kept like doing my downward dogs and peeking up. And I pick a very specific spot in the class where there's no one behind me. So like no one has to do any a-hole gazing.
Yeah, sure.
So no, I'm not showing my rectum to anybody.
Right.
And
unless you're wearing those like specific Lululemon pants.
I mean,
pants.
I charge money for that. Yeah. So. And she's freaking videotaping the whole time. How uncomfortable is that?
That's insane.
And like she was a yoga superstar. So I get it. You want to like do your yoga on your Insta.
But then do it in a different location. Like don't do it in class when other people are there to be taught.
Would you have said something?
Yes, absolutely.
Would you, after class, I thought about going up to her and being like, you delete that video right now.
I would have been really passive aggressive about it for sure. But I would have like, as soon as she started videoing, I would have like picked up my mat and made a big scene about moving.
Well, I didn't realize until class was almost over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I would have been like, I'm sorry. I'm really uncomfortable with that. And then if she wasn't going to delete it, I'd absolutely make a scene.
As a general PSA, if you film yourself at the gym, just stop.
Yeah. Or make sure that no one is consistently in the background of your shot. Like, that's just the gym and workout places, you have to be considerate that not everyone is feeling super confident and they're there maybe despite all of their fears. Yeah. And like, that's a safe space. Make it safe.
You know, she probably was going to do one of these things where it was sped up. Ugh. Now I have to go to my yoga studio Instagram and like check to see where they were tagged and yeah. see if she's posted it.
Yeah. I would say something to the yoga studio and say, you know what?
Yeah.
This happened. I'm really uncomfortable with it. I like coming here, but I don't want to do it if it's going to be a place of, I bet they wouldn't even want her to do that.
I know. I mean, it was a free class. I'm not like a paying customer.
Still. I don't know, man.
Anyway, that's that.
Please don't videotape your yoga class.
No. So, Bethany, what'd you learn this week?
Did you learn anything?
I did.
This week? I don't know. What did you learn this week, Kathleen?
Okay. So actually I learned something this morning. I've been doing this thing where I'm putting on my makeup in the morning, where I put on my base and then I do my eyebrows right away. I don't know why. I saw a photo of myself the other day and I was like, whose eyebrows do they belong to? Because like,
you loved them or hated them?
I hated them. I had put on way too heavy of an eyebrow.
Oh, gotcha.
Because, you know, bold brows are in now. And I do feel like I'm seeing people all over Instagram with a bold brow that doesn't fit their face.
Yeah, sure.
That was me. I had like black brows and blonde hair, which isn't necessarily a look that I dislike. I think it looks great on some people. It just looked like these eyebrows didn't belong on my face.
It's not for you.
If you're having this problem, or if you sometimes look at your eyebrows and go, yikes, I had a heavy hand. Put on all of your makeup and do your brows last. Yes.
Is that because like everything dries?
No, it's because you realize that you don't need to do your brows as dark as you think you do when the rest of your makeup is on your face.
Gotcha.
Because when you don't have any makeup on your face and you do your brows first, you're like, let me make these really bold because nothing else is highlighted on your face.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I also do my brows first. They're very dark, but they're very dark in general.
Well, you have like a thicker brow than I do. Mm-hmm, I have like thick. A very thin brow. Mm-hmm. Because I overplucked in eighth grade.
But it suits your face.
Oh, thank you very much. But I have a heavy hand.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They look good today. I like them.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
oh, like Bethany, them. What'd you learn this week?
I learned mm-hmm. that if a small business near you goes out of business
yes.
and you're all bummed about it
yeah.
and you never went there.
It's your fault.
You're part of the problem. Like, I'm one of those people, I was really upset when 30 Rock got canceled, but I never watched 30 Rock, but I always like wanted there to be the option of watching 30 Rock. Like I watched it for a few years, but then yeah. like stopped catching the new episodes, but I still was very supportive of the show. I just never watched it. So like that was my fault, right?
Yeah.
So last week, I really wanted to do some work, not at home. I wanted to go to like just an outside place, a neutral location. Uh-huh. And the coffee shop I was going to go to, they didn't have any seats available because it was one of those trendy New York coffee shops that's huge, but has like 5 tables.
Oh, I know. It's like, nobody just stands up and drinks their coffee. Right? It's not a bar.
Right.
Even on Friends, they had a big couch.
Throw a table in there. So anyway, I went to this restaurant I'd never been to before because no one was inside, but mm-hmm. they were open until 10. And I walked in and I realized like, this is a tiny family-owned restaurant. No one was in there. I would hate for them to close. They've been in New York since the 70s. So I'm going to absolutely make a point to go in there more. And, you know, me alone isn't going to do anything, but like I want to at least do my part.
Yeah.
So if there's a small family-owned business or tiny business that you've never been in before, go.
Please do.
Visit them.
I felt this way a few years ago about this vintage clothing shop that closed around the corner from my apartment. And I was like, damn, I never got a chance to go there.
Yep.
I just really like the idea of it being in my neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when they changed locations to a place a few blocks away, I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to go. I never went. I don't even know if it's still open.
Yeah, it's definitely something that you have to make a conscious effort to do. But you never know. You might find like your next gem of a spot.
That's true. Or you can say, hey, this was terrible. I'm never coming back yeah. again. Just check it off your list.
So then when they close, you won't be upset about it.
Yeah, you say, good grief.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
I want to say a huge thank you to everybody who sent us Christmas cards, who sent me birthday cards.
We had so many amazing, beautiful Christmas cards that I was like, carrying them in sacks, mail sacks. That you see in old-timey movies, like in the movie Annie, like a laundry basket, and they hide Annie and she gets out.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the guy? What's the guy's name that drives the truck?
Oh gosh, I don't remember. I haven't seen it forever.
Mr. Muffles.
That sounds right. I have to give a special shout out to Randy because Randy sent me
no, my God!
Nicolas Cage lying on a leopard print bed pillowcase.
That is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
He's definitely wearing eye makeup in this picture, too.
You get to sleep on Nicolas Cage's face.
Yeah, it'll be the second time in my whole life. And, like, this is the best gift ever. So thank you so much, Randy, and everybody who sent Yeah, birthday cards, Christmas cards. You guys are some good-looking people, by the way, those of you who sent pictures.
We
have some good-looking listeners.
We are so overwhelmed with the amount of love from our taste buds out there. Oh, speaking of which, can I give a shout-out to the Taste Bud? There's a Facebook group for Taste Buds who need fitness motivation.
Love!
Yes, and so I'm in a bunch of Fitbit work week hustles with all of our Taste Buds this week.
I love this.
The exact name to type into your Facebook app. If you type in Tasteless Buds and Acquired Taste Podcast, it will come up. And it's just talking about healthy eating and exchanging fitness regimens and workout tips and that kind of stuff. It's a great little subgroup.
Love, love, love. Mm-hmm. How can people find you on social media, Kathleen?
I am Web Girl Kathleen on everything. How about you, Bethany?
I am Radio Bethany on Twitter. I'm Ms. Bethany Watson on everything else. I don't really use my Facebook anymore. It's still up, but
I'm an admin of Bethany's Facebook. Oh, I'll respond to you.
Okay, thank God. But I am on Instagram a lot. I am on Twitter a lot. I would love to talk to you all there. And then you can follow the show too. We are on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
Facebook.com/AcquiredTastePodcast.
You can email us at AnAcquiredTastePodcast@gmail.com.
And as everybody who sent us Christmas and birthday cards knows, we have a P.O. Box, an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
Yes. And please head over to your iTunes, your Spotify, wherever you listen to us, Google Play, and rate, review, and subscribe. It helps us out so much.
And lastly, we have a phone number too if you want to call and leave a voicemail about anything you're feeling. 917-994-0353.
I love getting the notifications that we just got a voicemail, especially on a Saturday night.
Oh, hey, ladies. Just want to say I love you so much. You shut the fuck up.
I've had 7 Mai Tais.
I don't feel a thing.
Hey, Jackie, I'm talking to my friends.
Jackie's being a little bit of a B-word.
Bethany and Kathleen.
I want to say to you guys, so great.
I'm cutting you off.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Kathleen, I love you.
Okay, let's actually get some.
Get over here.
Let's get some wine. Let's get some wine right now.
Give me a hug.